This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli police say 19 Israeli prison guards are under investigation in the death of a 38-year-old Palestinian security prisoner. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Palestinian Prisoners Club, an advocacy group, says the prisoner was found with severe signs of violence on his body and died on November the 18th at a prison in the southern Negev desert. He was 18 years into a 25-year sentence for attempted murder. Police announced the investigation of the guards on Thursday after a gag order expired. The Israel Prison Service says it's cooperating. The Prisoners Club says about 7,800 Palestinians are currently held by Israel, including hundreds rounded up since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States, key allies, and Arab nations are engaging in high-level diplomacy in hopes of avoiding another U.S. veto of a new U.N. resolution on desperately needed aid to Gaza. The U.S. has been struggling to change the text's references to cessation of hostilities in the Israel-Hamas war, but the key sticking point is the inspection of aid trucks into Gaza to ensure they are only carrying humanitarian goods. The current draft calls for the U.N. to take over inspections from Israel. The UN says fighting between Sudan's military and a notorious paramilitary group forced up to 300,000 people to flee their homes in a province that had been a safe haven for families displaced by the country's devastating conflict. The fighting erupted in the city of Wad Madani, which is the provincial capital of Jazeera province, after the Rapid Support Forces attacked the city earlier this month. The RSF said it took over Wad Madani earlier this week, and the military said its troops withdrew from the city, and an investigation was opened. Sudan's war began in mid-April. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website,